Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Shir for Women, Shir number 75 in the book Wisdom Each Day by Rabbi Twersky. He said, it's brought down in the Gemara Sanhedrin, a folk saying between a husband and wife, when the love between us was strong, the tiniest accommodations were adequate for the both of us. When the love faded, even the most spacious room was not enough. Uses a different, this is sort of paraphrasing it. But this is an important insight in life, especially in marriage. Because there's a common misconception that the difficulties in a relationship, when you have that, that changing an environment will resolve and solve the problem. But like this quote says, that's really not so. When there's sincere affection, that most situational difficulties will not affect the relationship in a negative way. It'll actually make things stronger. If the affection is not there, then even trivial inconveniences will be blown out of proportion, will become major problems. And no matter how many comforts you have, it will not prevent machlokes if you don't have that feeling of affection. Applying to marriage, but applying to any interpersonal relationship between two people. If, and this is a hard truth, it took me a long time to recognize this myself within me, and people who hear it, it's not easy to hear, but it's a real truth. Most can be resolved, most problems between two people can be resolved if people are willing to make the changes in themselves. Unfortunately, one person blames the other and insists the other person makes those changes. Now, we always make a disclaimer when we talk about this in this way. Is there something called real physical abuse? Yes. Is there something called real sexual abuse? Yes. Is there something called real verbal abuse? Yes. We had a whole series, Power Words, where primarily we talked about Einas Nevarim. They really, truly exist. Is there situations, in marriage situations, work situations, where you ask a mentor, a Rav, whatever it is, and they'll advise you, Alpi Taira, the right thing to do, what Hashem wants from you is to get out of the relationship, get out of the situation? Absolutely. So there is always exceptions to every rule. So we're not denying that, we acknowledge that fully. But you need to ask and ask Hayra and get proper advice in the right way and how, what, when, and where. You need Siyata Deshmaya for that. To make sure when you leave a work environment or whatever environment that you're leaving it, that you're not trying to escape a real reality that will chase you everywhere, but that it's a real proper thing to do. You ask a shayla. Sometimes it is the proper thing to do, to leave that unhealthy environment. But very often, when we're in uncomfortable situations, although we want to escape it, the healthier approach is not to want to escape the situation, the physical situational issue that we're in, but instead to work on ourselves towards that relationship. Incidentally, I think that's Rabbi Arush's approach in his marriage books, where he writes a book for men and say that women are not allowed to read it. And he writes a book for women saying that the men are not allowed to read it. And there's many reasons I could convey as to why that's the case. And I'm making a very strong, educated guess here, which is not just a guess, but I believe it's the truth, is because the focus needs to be on oneself, how to fix oneself. It's very, very uncomfortable to change our own ways. We have our personalities. We sometimes believe that our personalities are etched in stone. It's not true. Although, yes, there's an inherent base personality that cannot be changed, but there's a lot in us, in midos, and working, channeling, that could be changed. Changing our ways is very, very uncomfortable. And rather than change, it's easier, a lot easier, to put the blame elsewhere, on the other person, on your husband, on the house, on the job, on the in-laws, so on and so forth, especially because there's always a point that's valid there. No one's going to deny that there are some valid points that's going to be made. But the truth is it blinds us from the self-inner work that we need to do. And what happens is, over 90% of the time, when we do that inner work and we let go and we work on ourselves, we see the change happening around us, and the other person that was problematic in the relationship turns and becomes our best helper. That's the Ezer Kenegdoi, which I know in Chazal it talks about the talking to the man pertaining to his wife, but it pertains to a wife pertaining to the husband too, because it's a mirror. Sometimes your husband seems to be your helper, sometimes he's against you. And the truth is you need them both in a healthy way. And ultimately, if you change yourself, that kenegdoi, that opposite, becomes your best friend. And you see this time and time again in real life. It's a hard thing to accept, especially when someone else says it, and or they say it in a judgmental way, not understanding the pain you're in. But with the sensitivity to the pain you're in, and understanding your legitimate feelings and hurts, we also need to work and acknowledge that we need to work through these things and have a lot of inner work to do ourselves. And it's brought down in many, many Svarim. Bala Sulam brings it down. Others, that are that tafkin in this world is to fix ourselves, not to fix other people. They are transformed and influenced by our positive behavior. So that is number one. Number two, that really gives credit to all of the women listening here, especially all to the wives. You know, you probably heard this a lot when you were growing up in school or whatever it is, and or from other speeches given when big tzaddikim, Rosh Hashivas, or by honors, good people praise their wives for everything that they accomplished in life. And the famous story about Rabbi Akiva, that he was not so literate as a young man, or whatever he was as a young man, different mefarshim or what he was, but certainly wasn't to be the well-known Tana, that he great Tana they became. And he worked for his wealthy father-in-law, Kalba Savua. Rachel recognized the potential of Akiva, offered to marry him, and he was enraged. The father-in-law banished him, banished them both. They were subject to extreme poverty. And then Rabbi Akiva grew and attracted many students. 12 years he came back, heard a neighbor rebuking his wife for allowing her husband to stay away so long. His wife said, I would agree even him stay another 12 years. And he did just that, and she returned with a throng of students, and Rachel came to greet them, and they prevented her from approaching him. But Rabbi Akiva's famous words, all the Torah I know, all that you know, shalahi, we could attribute to her. Famous story, true story, and it's not just tapping into the potential of a tremendous tzaddikus. It's the tzaddikus in all of us. We have this in all of us. We have the ability, you have the ability as the wives, to access great potential in your husbands. It is a tremendous power. Now, doesn't mean you become a martyr. Doesn't mean you become a doormat. Doesn't mean you don't value your own dignity, your own mission in life in a healthy way. We talked about this a lot. But certainly, the power of influence you have. This is sort of connected to the first lesson we brought about the inner self-work. With that inner self-work, you have an inner great value and power of influence. And especially on your own husband, especially davening for him ultimately. You know, we're not going to get into it now, you know, but things come up, you know, let's say not waking up in time for Shacharis, Shabbos, that bothers you tremendously, certain things and how to go about it. The key is inner self-work, praying to Hashem, to know how to influence the right way, and when to be quiet, when not, and to have that wisdom, and to ask Hashem for that wisdom. Ultimately, you ask Hashem for that wisdom, and He'll access your Bina Yaseira. He'll access your power. It applies to the men in their own way, and applies to the women in their own way. You are gifted with Bina Yaseira. The women are. the wives are, particularly in helping and influencing their husbands. But to access that Bini Yisera, although it's natural to you, you need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Hashem to help you access that Bini Yisera in a healthy way. In that fourth bracha of Shemayin Esrei, Atachina Chodin Landas Chanein Mitcha, whether it's Nusach Ashkenaz, Deya Bina V'Haskel, Chachma Bina V'Das, the Bina aspect is the women in particular, and you ask Hashem to access that for you and to do that inner work. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that that bring comes out in potential and that you bring out that light that's within you and to spread that goodness to your husband, to your children, and to your whole family, and to everyone around you. Bracha v'atzlacha.